Moed Katan, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vov. We continue the halachas of Inyonei Kvuras HaMeis that are discussed over here as a possible competition or shter, or whether they're nidcha or they're doicha, the Simchas HaRegel. En choyfrim kuchin ukvoros b'moed. One can't dig. Digging, of course, is a malacha. Kuchen and kvaros refer to two different things that both have to do with kvuras hameis. A kuch, this is described in Bava Basra in several places, is like the side of a cave. That's the way they dug kvarim sometimes. They're doing something like that, but it's a little bit not 100% halachically clear whether it's l'chadchila. They're doing it that way now in Hara Menuchas, because there's no more room for burying underground kvarim, regular kvarim, so they're doing that like in the side of the mountain. They're digging into the walls. But this could be different. This is mamish, they had caves, and in the walls of the cave, they would put a kever. So now the shaila is, we're talking about digging a kever. Somebody died. Of course you have to be misasik b'kvurosoy. It's nothing, Avada, you can't do it on Shabbos and Yom Tov, but Avada on Chol HaMoed. Avada is doicha everything else. It has a kedima. Mes mitzvah is doicha kol ha-toyah kula. So, versteitzach, that digging a kever b'mokom ha-tzayuch. So the answer is very simple. We're not talking about digging when there's somebody here, Chalil, who died. There's no mes mutl b'faneinu. We're dealing over here with tzorchi ha-rabim. Regular digging, doing malacha, shouldn't be mutl. Malacha is karka. But here we're talking about Tzorchei Rabim. Tzorchei Rabim should be mutter. We discussed the Mishnah Beis. Except that over here, what they're doing is they're preparing the kvorim mibo'id zman, that later on, unfortunately, there's always people dying. The Beis HaKvoros is never empty for too long. And because of that, there has to be kvorim that are ready. Remember that you can't dig a kever in any digging into hard ground. It's not possible in any weather or any circumstance. The ground is drier, wetter, etc. Sometimes they have the ground. It's not a shaila in Eretz Yisrael, but it could be a shaila in Chutz La'aretz if the ground is frozen over. It's almost impossible. So they have pre-made kvarim that there shouldn't be a bitl of kavod hames because it takes many hours to dig another kever. They have to be ahead of the need. So because of that, tzorchei rab l'chor should be matur. We don't do it l'chatchilo. Avo mechanchin es hakuchim b'moyed. What that means, chinuch, is interesting tzushtal of the term. Chinuch is not about just telling a child he's mechuyv do a mitzvah, but it's making the child fit into the mitzvah, teaching the child, helping the child adjust into the mitzvah. Mechanchim over here means adjusting the kever, being mesak in the kever, or the kuch, that it should be the right size, the right length, before it's necessary. Voisin nivreches b'moyed, this has nothing to do with kvarim, it's the same idea of digging. Nivreches is a pit that's dug into the ground, not that deep, but one puts in water for laundry. It's like a laundry vat, but it's dug into the ground in those days. That one is allowed to do. Now, l'cher, one can't do laundry. We'll see in Yitz Hashem later on, Peregim, one can't do laundry. Pashtus and Chol HaMoed. So what does that mean that you have to prepare nivreches? So what the Mishnah is saying is that it's not that big of a tircha because it wasn't dug that deeply. So it's just a little digging. It's not a big deal. The reason why it's mutter is it's mutter for certain types of laundry that can be done on Chol HaMoed. The parameters of that we'll have to see later on. V'oroin imameis b'chotzer. You can make a coffin. Imameis b'chotzer means like this. People hear banging and nails and hammering. And it's a bit l'amayadim. That itself is the biggest chil l'amayadim. Somebody's doing a carpentry job on Chol HaMoed. If there's a mes b'chotzer, people understand, unfortunately, what it's about. So that would be mutter. Reb Yehuda oiser, elam ken yesh imoy nisorim. If one has boards to hammer them together, that's not such a big tircha. But to take pieces of wood and to size them and to cut them and to put them down to size in order to make boards, in order to hammer together for, that one is not allowed to do. The Tzorech HaMoed for now, if somebody dies on Chol HaMoed, is not that nochutz, because what the Mefarshim pointed out, can be buried in the ground without an Oren. The Ma'aseh Halacha is not like a Yehuda. The Kavod HaMeis is doicha. Mishnah Zayin. Ein noisim noshim b'moyed. This is a famous halacha. To get married on Chol HaMoed is also. What's the problem? The Gemara says, the Rav brings down, Ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha, the Torah says, v'samachta b'chagecho, b'chagecho v'loi b'ishtucho. Not that there's anything wrong with being sameach b'ishtucho. Halavai by everybody. But the point is that the simcha of a new marriage will take over and it will be memayit in the experience of simcha soreda. Now, which type of marriage is a simcha that will compete with simcha soreda? But the mission is mefarat. They know some notion b'moed loy psulois v'loy almonois. Even marrying almonois, which is only 3 days shev brachas, there's no 7 days shev brachas, there's less simcha. Afilo hochi loy miyabmim v'neish simcha hiloy. Even though the yibum is based on a tragedy, his brother died. Al kaponim, right now he's getting married. It's a fam, it's a new marriage. Aval machse who is grushoso, because that's not something new. It's a mitzvah for a person if able, a person would divorce the wife to return her. That's not a new marriage. That's just fixing up the get, kiviyachal, that was given wrongly. So maybe he's remarrying her. That she's allowed to do. She's allowed to prepare her takshit is very negev. If you have a chasna right after Yom Tov, doing preparations, even though they are vada, things that are misamech, a lady wants to go for a shetel appointment or for some other need. The Shema Mazvin to Santa Zach. Here we're not talking about Shetel Machas appointment. We're talking about, the way the Rav explains it, we're talking about anything that's not makeup or her hair or anything else that's Tzorche HaGuf. Tzorche HaGuf goes into Malach HaSoichel Nefesh. All these things. Makeup is a Malach of Tzviya. Anything with her hair is Goyze, is fingernails, Vechulu, etc. All Tzorche HaGuf, L'chayra, they consider Eichel Nefesh. That doesn't mean, by the way, that all these things would be mutter on Yom Tov proper, when you know Mesachas Beitza. But it means for the purpose of Chol HaMoed, it's not stam work, it's personal benefit, hano, a personal kishut, and that's not a problem on Moed. Rabbi Yehuda Aimel loy tosud b'nei shenivul hulo. Tosud is they would take sid, which was like lime, and they would rub the skin. Because it's in the long term, it's good for skin care. But Lamaisa, right now, it causes a bad look. They rub to rub lime on her face, she's going to be ugly right now. Right now, to be in such a state, that's not sugepast for Moed. Lamaisa, the Gemara's Masbir, that this sid was a long term thing. They had to put it on the skin, they had to apply it, and it would stay there for a week or two. That, to put on Chol HaMoed, and she should be that way for Yom Tov, is a Zilzal HaMeyadim. But if it could be taken off on Chol HaMoed, that would be okay. Zeh shteit in the Gemara. Lamaisa, what's mavur over here is nisuin of emar v'simcha v'simcha. Kedusha not. The meaning was, the Gemara says that in some places they would make a separate suda b'shas to kedusha, that would be mamayit from simcha saregel. So that also would have emar v'simcha v'simcha.